This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescuers called off the search on Tuesday for victims of the Russian missile strike in the city of Dnipro, with 20 people still missing and funerals being held in the grief-stricken Ukrainian city. Ukrainian authorities said on Tuesday the Russian strike in the eastern city over the weekend killed at least 45 people, including 6 children. The youngest victim was 11 months old, officials said. One of the bodies recovered from the rubble Tuesday was that of a child. The toll made Saturday's strike one of the deadliest attacks since Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine nearly 11 months ago. The Kremlin denies responsibility for the strike that also injured 79 people, including 16 children. America's top military officer has met his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley talks regularly with General Valery Zaluzhny, but until now it was never face-to-face. Today, Milley went to a Polish military base near the Ukrainian border for their first meeting. It underscores growing ties between the two militaries at a critical time in Russia's war against Ukraine, which is nearing the one-year mark. Milley's spokesman says the general will now be able to relay Ukraine's concerns and information to NATO and other defense chiefs who will meet this week in Brussels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian troops launched so-called Polish crab howitzers in the east on Tuesday in the eastern Donetsk region. The artillery brigade in command of the howitzers said they aimed to hit Russian troops assaulting Ukrainian positions. This is VOA News. Schools reopened Tuesday in Malawi's biggest cities, two biggest cities, after a two-week suspension caused by a cholera outbreak. Laminic Messina reports from Blantyre.
To many students, especially those who are preparing to sit for national examinations this year, the closure doomed their hope of passing the exams. Ron Lutepo is a teenage student at Michiru View Secondary School in Blantyre. He says returning to the school is the best thing he hoped for.
We're always supposed to be here and ready for the exams, but if we're not ready, we won't get good grades.
Government authorities, however, have warned that they may close the schools again should the outbreak spread among students at an unmanageable level. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Congo's president on Tuesday said the M23 rebel group had not fully withdrawn from areas it seized in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, accusing the militia of faking an agreed pullback of its forces. Regional leaders brokered an agreement in November under which the Tutsi-led group was meant to withdraw from recently seized positions by January 15th as part of efforts to end a conflict that has displaced at least 450,000 people and sparked a diplomatic crisis between Congo and neighboring Rwanda. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte on Tuesday called on protesters descending on Lima to demand her resignation to gather, quote, peacefully and calmly.
Sabemos que quieren tomar Lima.
The South American country has been rocked by over 5 weeks of deadly protests since the ouster and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo in early December. Thousands of protesters from rural areas are expected in Lima this week to keep up pressure against the government, even as a state of emergency was declared to try to maintain order. Some have already arrived in the capital, but many others are still on the way. The head of Nigeria's Electoral Commission said it will not postpone next month's presidential vote despite worries over widespread insecurity, including attacks on election officials. The head was speaking in London and said the Independent National Electoral Commission was well prepared to facilitate voting in Africa's most populous nation despite the challenges. Nigerians are set to choose a new president on February 25th. A vote that could have implications across the continent. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.